Diamondbacks. When we carry Dharma material around, when we carry our ritual items around, when we carry our malas and prayer beads and perhaps tsatsas and perhaps things for class, whatever, when we carry things around, not only are the items very symbolic of the enlightened mind, but also those very objects, when used correctly, can gain incredible amounts of merit for us to transform our minds. So therefore, these objects that we carry, especially our Dharma books, should be treated with the greatest respect, and vajras and bells and malas and stuff should be kept very clean and treated very, very sacred. So when we have normal bags, plastic bags, you know, carry bags, and we have, you know, our purses, and we have all these kind of things, it's all right, you know, for practical reasons. But if we really want to get serious, we need to keep our precious and holy items separate. Why? In our normal bags, we keep all kinds of things there. You know, our snotty tissues, you know, things we wiped ourselves with, you know, we keep all kinds of trashy materials, phone numbers that we picked up from weird people that we plan to call to do weird things with. I mean, we keep all kinds of trashy, not nice things in our bags. And to put Dharma things in there and stuff it all together is very, very disrespectful. To who? To ourselves. Why? These very items bring us to the state of higher alter ego. What's the alter ego? Our kind, beautiful, enlightened mind. So therefore, when we treat these objects with respect and we hold them and we keep them well, we carry them well, we use them well, then it all contributes to one very all-important factor in Buddhism: awareness. Awareness of everything. That's why when we carry a lama's ritual items, it shouldn't be just carried in a little bag. You know, every week it's a different bag and just carry back and forth. It just shows total lack of awareness and respect. And we don't even mean it that way. We don't mean disrespect or lack of awareness, but it becomes like that. Why? Because they just become ordinary things. You know, clothes, you know, underwear, you know, shoes and food and groceries we just put in a normal bag and carry here and there. But our Dharma books, our ritual objects, our prayer beads, our tsatsas, our gaus, whatever, they should be kept in a special bag. So therefore, Dharma bags are created specifically to carry Dharma items. And the Dharma bags can be many shapes and many sizes. And if they're beautiful, they ornament and carry something beautiful inside. And outside, if they have beautiful symbols like any of the eight auspicious signs or a monastery's name, or something holy and wonderful, what happens is that even when people see a Dharma bag, even when people see a Dharma bag, it plants imprints of Buddhahood in their mind. They think, oh my God, even my bag can benefit people. Yes, even the bag can benefit people. So people think, oh God, a Dharma bag, what is there to talk about? What is there to explain? What is there to sell? Oh no, there's a lot to talk about. It's very interesting. Why? Everything relates back to the enlightened mind. So a Dharma bag that we have at the store should be kept very well. And we should promote those. Why? They're easy sale items that anybody can have. And everybody can walk into Zambala Mystical Paradise, Kachara Mystical Paradise, Kachara Paradise, Kachara House. They can walk anywhere and walk out with a little bag full of enlightenment. Isn't that fabulous? And then we can put all beautiful things on the bags. We can be beautiful mantras. We can be beautiful pictures. Try to avoid Buddha images. We can put who we belong to, Ganden Monastery. Why? Ganden Monastery is the home of 3,000 plus sangha. So when they even hear the name Ganden Monastery, it blesses them. Why? It is a place created by Lama Tsongkhapa. And we can put even cool things in the bags. We can put, you know, Tsongkhapa is my man. You know, I'm not into men, but I like Tsongkhapa. I mean, something funny. You know, all men except Tsongkhapa should be women's pets. You know, things that are fun and interesting. Did you hear that, Paris? Yes, why not? And what is the Dharma? And the material that we put it in shrouds the holy items we carry. So Dharma bags are wonderful, nice, and they're cheap, they're easy, they're practical, and they show deep respect to the items that you carry around that are sacred. And also it gives a signal to others, these items are different than everything else that I have. These items are sacred. These items I treasure. And when you treasure your Dharma items, you treasure yourself. Why? Dharma brings you to yourself. Dharma bag explanation finished. Any questions? Short and sweet. Can I get a compliment first? Let me write what you said down quick so I can remember that.